Recent funding cuts from the federal government have seen a number of organisations needing to minimise or scrap programs altogether. One such program is the Sallyman program, run by the Salvation Army through the Red Shield Defence Services, an initiative providing essential food, drinks and support to servicemen and women both in Australia and overseas. The Wire's Zachary Probert spoke with Chief Commissioner of Red Shield Defence Services, Major Brett Gallagher, to find out more about the program.
Support defence members by coming alongside them either on base or out in the field, and in years gone by, even when they deployed overseas, providing comfort in the sense that we would be a listening ear for when they needed someone to talk to, or just actually providing physical needs like a cup of coffee and a biscuit or cup of cold drink, and when they were in doing something in very hot conditions. So just be there supporting them and helping them with often the challenges of life.
And I understand that this program has been happening for a number of years as well, am I right?
Yeah, so for 125 years in different versions, the Salvation Army has been supporting defence members in times of conflict and times of peace.
So recently, there's been a lot of funding cuts from our current federal government, and it seems that this program itself seems to be another one of those programs that's been cut. Do you know why this has happened?
So we approached Defence probably 4 or 5 years ago because the Salvation Army helps a lot of people in the community, and we'd been funding the program for 125 of those years, and just thought that we wouldn't be able to do it anymore. So asked Defence if they could help us out. Defence, after a bit of chatting about things, said, look, we can give you 2 years of funding while we work out how we might be able to do this. And that's the funding that's been cut, which then now again puts the program in peril. But I did secure some more Salvation Army funding for the current financial year, but we're now going out and talking to philanthropic foundations, defence industry, to corporate out there in the community, and other major donors, just seeing if they can now come on board to support us so that we can continue doing what we believe we love to do.
Yeah, okay. And so I also understand that there's a many number of volunteers as well, so unpaid workers who contribute to how this operation is run. So how much funding would kind of be needed for a program like this then?
So for a year's funding, we're looking at about $1.5 million this year. But as costs of things rise in coming years, that $1.5 million would actually grow. So the figure that I've sort of set myself is to try and have raise $5 million over the next little while, so that we know that we've got at least 3 years' funding. I can give people some certainty moving forward that we're around, and then we'll continue to do that as over time, so that we can continue funding this program that we think is really much a part of the DNA of the Salvation Army.
What kind of impacts can we see then if unfortunately you guys don't get the funding? What impacts can we see that otherwise would have benefited a lot of these defence personnel?
Yeah, I think, you know, just in the connection of of defence members to some of the other Salvation Army services that we offer, the support that we give their families, the support that they get when they're struggling, because, you know, the things that we ask our defence members to do, be away from home for a long time, and all those brings different types of pressures. And I think without us doing what we do, those challenges would just get even greater for defence members.
That was Major Brett Gallagher from the Red Shield Defence Services speaking with The Wire's Zachary Probert.